Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Lanice Williams with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I have Mr. Ned Gepp, who is the president and the operator of Smartbox in Marietta. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Lanice, for having me.
Oh, of course. Anytime. If you can tell our listeners just a little bit about Smartbox.
Smartbox is the affordable and efficient portable moving and storage solution in Cobb County. We offer our boxes are 5x7x8, and we deliver the boxes to you. You pack them. We'll pick them up and store them or move them to your new location.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing or have you owned Smartbox?
We bought Smartbox in September of 2012. The franchise began in Atlanta in 2006, and the franchisor originated in Richmond, Virginia in 2004. So we're in our third year now of owning it.
Okay, awesome. So what did you do before Smartbox?
I spent 30 years in the apparel and accessory businesses with companies like Levi Strauss, and the last 14 were with Liz Claiborne.
Okay, awesome. So you took all of that knowledge that you had from that industry and brought it over to Smartbox.
Yeah, it's a matter of I built brands and built businesses for major corporations, and so we decided to do it for ourselves.
Awesome. And so I'm sure at this point you're pretty happy with leaving corporate America?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I mean, it's there's a lot of good and bad with corporate America, mm-hmm. but as I've encouraged my sons, you know, if you own a piece of the business you're in, you have a real stake in it versus just being a shareholder or stockholder in it.
Exactly. I'm sure it's totally different from corporate America, but it's rewarding nonetheless.
Very rewarding. We get to actually touch our customers very closely. We interact with them. And you know, I like to say it's people doing business with people. And so we build relationships and a community that we've lived in for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, how exactly does Smartbox work?
Smartbox is what we do is we deliver our smart boxes to your home or business location. You then pack the boxes. Mm-hmm. We then pick them up and we'll either store them in our warehouse or deliver them to the new location. Mm-hmm. You know, in today's market, the real estate business and houses are moving very quickly. A lot of people are selling their houses before they know where they're going. Mm-hmm. So we're a great solution. Mm-hmm. We also offer the opportunity for you to stage your house and store stuff as you're decluttering and put it in the box, and then we'll keep it and for you. And then when you sell your house, you can pack the rest of your boxes and we'll redeliver to your new location.
Oh, awesome. And so since you're able to deliver these, it doesn't sound like people really have to go far. You're able to get the boxes pretty close to them.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, our boxes, we're able to we put them on your driveway. I mean, mm-hmm. we put them in your street. But we have a piggyback system that allows us to deliver. We can put them on your back patio, put them by a basement door to make it real easy. It's a 6-inch step up, so you're not dealing with, you know, trying to put stuff into a truck and mm-hmm. dealing with a ramp or banging into the side of a ramp with your shins. It's safe, secure. And it makes it just very, very simple. And what we'll do oftentimes is we'll deliver an extra box and not charge the customer and leave it on site for them. And in the event they use it, then they pay for it. If they mm-hmm. don't use it, you know, it's no harm, no foul.
Right. Better to have more than not enough.
As I say, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly.
And there's nothing worse than on moving day to all of a sudden realize you don't have enough space. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell a lot of people if they've been in their house longer than 10 years, order a dumpster at the same time you order the boxes to make it easier. You know, don't
like
move
that.
Something you're not going to use.
Exactly. Moving stuff multiple times and you have absolutely no use for it. So what do you think are some of the advantages over choosing to do a franchise over just starting your own startup?
The franchise obviously gives you a platform and a business foundation mm-hmm. with which to build on, and you've got people who have experience. I often, particularly in this situation, the initial costs for the franchise can be very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of similar to when you're replacing, you know, a legendary coach, like you don't want to be the guy that follows Bobby Cox because he's never going to be as successful with
right.
the Atlanta Braves or whatever. the second guy in after the guy that replaces them is usually better. In the franchise world, buying a franchise that has been in existence and making, as we did in our case, an asset acquisition, we were able to buy it right so that we've been successful and we've been cash flow positive from the get-go. And we took some costs out by, you know, obviously we're managing it ourselves and handling everything versus, you know, they were outsourcing and had a general manager and, and they were silent investors. But really the important part of it is the business model and the services we offer in terms of it's all very well packaged and easy for you to deliver to the customer. And then it really just becomes a matter of getting out and broadening the brand and getting exposure in the marketplace.
So what do you feel has been your biggest struggle as an entrepreneur? Or maybe you don't have any.
No, you know what? life is always has plenty of challenges. I think the biggest, probably the number one challenge is gauging the impact of your marketing spend on the internet specifically. You know, obviously, digital, social media, pay-per-click advertising, and internet marketing is a key portion of the business. And it's what are you getting for it, and how are you converting those customers, and then how valuable are they? And initially, we spent a good bit of money there, and we've kind of revised that this year, and what I've really focused on is over the last year, starting March of 2014, was focusing on the Cobb Chamber of Commerce, the Marietta Business Association, Kennesaw Business Association, partnering with the YWCA of North Georgia, kind of investing in the Cherokee Animal Shelter. When they had a need for storage, we stepped up and helped them, and really kind of getting out in the community and networking and building one-on-one relationships.
So you feel that that's been more effective than your internet and social media marketing?
It's definitely been more cost effective.
And
you know, the kind of the exciting news is, and it's funny, when I started it, everybody said it takes about a year. And almost to the day, I mean, March of 2000, from the 1st of March through the end of April, we have every one of our customers, with the exception of two, have been generated through a referral.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
word of mouth is best.
Well, it's word of mouth. It's people that have used us, and then it's people that I've networked with. I mean, our mutual friend Scott Forrester has been a great advocate, and their firm, and some of the guidance and the things that they do through. He participates in the Marietta Business Association weekly networking event. Really helps broaden the reach of what we're doing.
Right, Scott's great. I love Scott. So, what do you feel has been your biggest triumph as an entrepreneur?
Our biggest triumph, I would think, is, you know, now as we begin our third year, our third year, 3 years of successfully managing a business that we weren't that familiar with when we started, and we're successful and we're starting to see the fruits of our labor. But I guess probably the, when I look back on some of the reviews and some of the nice things that people have said about us in terms of their experience with us, and that we help people out in a real stressful time. I mean, we're working with a family right now up and coming who the dad has already moved to Virginia Beach and is there, started his new job, but they're waiting for the kids to finish school, and they, you know, they've sold their house. That's one of the exciting things right now for our business is the real estate market is really is hopping, and people are selling their houses quicker, and they really don't have any place to go. So again, SmartBox is the right solution in terms of them going into storage. But she actually said to me a couple of weeks ago, she said, you know, I just really was hoping that, you know, I'd find the right people. And we've got labor partners that we recommend out to help people pack their boxes, and we've made a stressful situation less stressful for her. And so helping people out really is a very rewarding feeling.
And I'm sure through all the networking that you've done, you're able, like you said, you had the packing person, you're able to connect people with other people that they need.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's that old expression, you know, to get a blessing, you have to be a blessing.
Yeah.
To get a referral, you have to give a referral. Mm-hmm. And it really is true. I had the 3-minute presentation about a month ago, and for the Marietta Business Association, and their theme this year is Inspire, Inform, and Influence. And mm-hmm. I said, well, I want to take a minute to inspire everybody. I want to take a minute to inform them mm-hmm. about what we do at SmartBox. Mm-hmm. And then the final minute I want to spend asking you to be influencers for my business or for someone else that you heard in the room. Just refer somebody out.
Right.
And it's such a great feeling when mm-hmm. you make that connection.
Mm-hmm. And then eventually, even though you're not doing it because you want something in return, eventually, like you said, you are a blessing and you'll get a blessing.
Right. It's mm-hmm. it's not really about getting the referral. It's really about helping people out. And you know, at the end of the day, for all the internet, for all the technology, it's still people doing business with people. And,
exactly.
You know, we try and answer the phone, you know, with the exception of crazy hours, we try and answer the phone mm-hmm. really pretty much all the time live and try and avoid voicemail and mm-hmm. and anything other than, you know, talking to somebody, because when someone has a question,
they want an answer
and they want to talk to somebody.
Right. I'm sure many people can appreciate that, because there's nothing worse than calling somewhere and getting transferred 15 times and then get a recording and then getting sent back to someone else's voicemail. It's very frustrating. So
it's a reason to do business with somebody else.
Exactly. So what tips would you give to someone that would be interested in buying a franchise? I mean, of course, I know you talked about the due diligence, but are there any other tips you would share?
Obviously, a working knowledge, I mean, of the business and, mm-hmm. and kind of the business that you're getting in. In my case, I changed businesses completely, but it was still a marketing business. It was a branding business. It was sales. It was about delivering a product and services, you know, versus in my old world, we used to ship clothing and accessories. But inherent in all of it, you're going to have challenges and problems. So it's how you, and I always said, you know, you build the best relationships once you go through a challenge together mm-hmm. and you navigate the situation,
mm-hmm.
you know. Definitely. And we've had that, you know, I mean, we've had, fortunately, you know, we have some very, very busy days and you know, we've had the truck break down. We've had a driver not show up. We've mm-hmm. had all sorts of challenges. And you know, you pick up the phone and you honestly deal with people and you say, you know what, here's what happened.
Right.
You know, we're going to be late or it'll be tomorrow. And you try and do the best you can by people. But, you know, I would say 95% of the time things run smoothly. But there's, you know,
that 5% that it doesn't. Right.
Yeah. And really in that 5% is where you build the best, you know, some of the strongest relationships.
So true. So if our listeners want to know more about you and learn more about SmartBox, how can they find out?
Well, you can visit us on the line at www.smartbox@atl.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then our corporate, which is our landing page locally, and then our corporate website is smartboxusa.com. And I invite people to check out and see what folks are saying about us at yelp.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're also Kudzu and Google Plus. Mm-hmm. We you know, people trade based on what other folks, you know, they want to know what other experiences people have had.
Right.
And you know, we've been fortunate, like I say, and doesn't mean they're all perfect. I mean, I actually had a customer call me and he said, you know, I mean, I have to try you. I mean, everything looks so good. And I said, believe me, we've had troubles. If you keep looking down, you'll find a few that weren't so great. But you know what? We're here and we're gonna work with people and we're gonna enjoy them and we're gonna have fun and mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, you know, I mean, we just actually, my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter just moved into their first new house
mm-hmm.
and they had stuff in storage with us and everything was delivered and, you know, they all got moved in and things went smoothly.
So there's another testimonial.
Yeah. I think it's kind of bad if it has, you know, if they have the same last name.
So are there any plans of possibly doing more, or are you good where you are now, or do you want to expand? What are your plans?
We've got a lot of business to do in Cobb County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're really focused on Metro Atlanta. There is, you know, based on, there's 2 million people living in our zip code, and, you know, I still have empty boxes to lease. So,
mm-hmm.
until the warehouse is full and I have no more boxes to mm-hmm. lease, I mean, I think we're in pretty good shape right now. As we look out over 3 years, there's definitely obviously an opportunity to expand. The franchisor is expanding, as I said earlier. Mm-hmm. They're looking to go from 24, 25 franchises at the beginning of this year to almost 50 by the end of the year, mm-hmm. and they're on a pretty aggressive pace. Where I really see an opportunity to focus is to build stronger business-to-business relationships. We've worked with Walmart in the past to help them with some on-site seasonal storage. Mm-hmm. We've worked with Napa Auto Parts. We work with a lot of contractors and renovators and remodelers, people that do flooring business. You know, in the old days, people used to move the stuff room to room to room, but it becomes really inefficient. It's much easier to get the stuff out of the house, store it in a box. You can store on site, mm-hmm. Or you know, if you've got a big remodel project, we can bring the boxes back and store them in our warehouse for you, mm-hmm. And you know, but there's a lot of opportunity, you know, right here in what we're doing currently. Mm-hmm. But you know, ideally, we look forward to growing to being over 1,000 box facility, mm-hmm. Serving you know the Cobb County and Metro Atlanta community.
Well, we're glad to have you here in Cobb County.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you can visit us again later. Let us know about all of the new opportunities you have and all the new things that you're doing. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks.
Great. So this is Lanice Williams signing off for another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X. Until next time.